This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr.
And Kevin McCullough.
Why do you think you can come in and change the height of my microphone and just make this place yours? You've been gone for 10 weeks and all of a sudden it's all like the Stevie B show again. Change the height of my microphone.
I thought you were just doing an impersonation of me because I was 2 hours early tonight.
What was wrong with you?
Tweeted 15 minutes early. That was just before we came on the air. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Stephen Baldwin, Kevin McCullough.
Hey, happy Saturday night to you.
888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. But don't call yet because you don't know what we're talking about.
You can call anytime you want to,
actually. All right. But like 45 seconds before we came on the air, Kevin's like, Baldwin.
Because that's
have you tweeted yet?
Because that's what it sounds like.
Baldwin. Have you tweeted yet? I'm like, yeah, Kev, I tweeted 15 minutes. He went into a heart palpitation. Did you see that? He was like.
Yeah, I kind of did.
You tweeted 15 minutes ago? I'm like, yeah, bro. You know.
That's okay.
I can be normal. I know you wrote a book called No, He Can't.
This is not the Baldwin you're looking for.
Do that again.
This is not the Baldwin you're looking for. This is not the Baldwin.
Something's wrong here. Steven's functioning normally.
Higher than normal.
Houston, we have a problem.
In recent weeks, normal has been, bro, I just woke up. It's like,
you know what it is?
5:37 in the morning.
I'm happy to be home.
You should be.
I'm home, and the kids are driving me nuts. And I spent the day with my wife and mother-in-law. Need I say anything more?
Hey, come on. Just because you know they're not listening doesn't mean you can be mean to them.
I didn't. What? I meant nothing but complete love and accolades.
That's a lie.
What?
That's a Baldwin caught in a cold-faced fib. Anybody in the room, Jackie, Ivan, anybody think... And I want to see a show of hands on this. When you invoke the mother-in-law
in the
frame of reference,
my name
he just
Jackie
said,
in the same
is there
sentence.
Any chance at all that was on, that he was being complimentary? Yeah. No, they're both shaking heads. Yeah, we call you bluff on that one, boy.
All right. Well, you know, I'm funny. You know, you think I'm here to be serious?
We got you busted on that one.
Anyway, it's Baldwin McCullough Live.
Yeah.
I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. And I'm happy to be back. You know, I traveled for 3.5 weeks. That was dumb.
He squeezed 10 weeks off the air into 3.5 weeks. I don't know how that worked out.
And I went to 4 countries in 3.5 weeks. That was my buddy Wilfred, who works with me. Boy, he's going to get it. He's in Israel. He just took 80 people to the Holy Land. And when he gets back, I'm going to kill him.
Why?
I'm sending him to glory.
Why?
No, because he ran me to these 4 countries in 3.5 weeks.
I'm taking 40 people to Israel in October.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
That's...
I would take you, but somebody has to stay here and man the shop.
Sure.
Here you go.
Ivan.
I told you last week we'd save some for you. There's maybe 2 pieces left in that. Bacon
sure.
Jerky.
You know, this, can I, you know, because we're gonna talk about this life now later,
mm-hmm.
Which is, you'll hear, this life now. Just remember those three
.net.
Words. This life now.
.net.
Right. .net. We'll talk about that later. So here, you know, that's this life now is very good for you. It's helped.
This
you.
Is probably the farthest opposite of that as you can.
Yeah, have. This would be this death now.
Yeah.
Is, but we won't read the product. We'll just say that it's
bacon jerky.
This death now.
Yeah.
Is
right bacon jerky? They make jerky out of bacon.
Yeah. Let me just show you how disciplined I am now. There's two
for those
pieces
of you listening by way of radio, one. We're welcoming you into the boilerific show prep of one Stephen Baldwin.
It smells terrible.
It smells like bacon.
No, it doesn't smell like bacon.
What do you think it smells? No, don't answer that.
Exactly. It smells like somebody.
Hey, can someone invite
ate
me
the
on
bacon
the iChat,
already,
please?
And then you got to smell it again. Know what I mean?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't smell like that at
no,
all.
No, it does.
Actually, okay. Funny story.
Okay.
Because on Saturday night. This is going to shock a lot of you. Our wives don't necessarily watch or listen to our show.
My wife.
That's going to shock you, I know. So the lovely bride.
I want your wife to listen because I need help. But go ahead.
Well, she texted me a few seconds ago and she goes, you're never going to believe what was on Iron Chef tonight. I'm like, okay, what was on Iron Chef tonight? She's like, Michael Voltaggio, who runs our favorite restaurant in Washington, D.C., and Bobby Flay, who is Bobby Flay.
Who's my homie?
He was on my show a couple of times. He always cooked when he would come in. I loved having him on the show. He'd literally bring a little thing, and while we're talking about his book, mm-hmm. he'd be like, hey, how you want your steak? Yeah. He's like making it next to us. So anyway, she goes, yeah, and the secret ingredient tonight, Iberico ham, Spanish ham.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So I said, hey, you know, similarly, we're kind of in the same neighborhood tonight. And I sent her a picture of the bacon jerky cover. All she wrote back was, no.
Yeah.
Not the same.
Yeah.
Not the same.
Yeah. And actually, Bobby Flay is, he's not, I wouldn't say he's my homie. Like, if you said, oh, hey, Bobby Flay, Stephen Baldwin, he probably would have to take a second to, like, figure out which Baldwin you were talking about. But in my mind, Bobby Flay's my homie. So, let me
did
just...
he ever cook for you while you were interviewing him?
No, but I did a movie or I think I did a TV show with his wife, who's a terrific actress.
Who's his wife?
So through that...
And are they still married?
Osmosis.
Oh, ness.
Bobby Flay's my homie. That's it. Period. Like, I could just, like, say, like, you know, that I wanted to go to his house and he'd make me something. And I could believe that could be true.
See, here's the difference in you and me.
How cool is that?
You could.
How great is it to be me, dude?
You could pretend that.
Yeah.
Or you could be me and have him come to me and cook for me mm-hmm. in my place. Because that's what I did.
Bobby Flay went to your house and cooked for you?
No, he came to my studio and cooked for me.
When?
I was helping him sell his book.
Oh,
so
right.
He was on my show. Well, so he cooked. So he comes to me.
You do things.
See, you pretend
the
to have
smart
power.
Way.
I have power.
You do things the smart way.
No, I just don't have the
and
last
I
name
just,
Baldwin, so I can't. I have to.
You know.
I have to be resilient on other resources other than my family legacy to get people to do stuff for me.
That's funny.
But the steaks were good.
Yeah. Are you kidding?
He made them right there. Like, within, like, you do what, a 20-minute interview, so it's two segments with, like, a commercial break. And he's like, yeah. He starts out, like, the steak is still cold. Like, and by the time the interview's over, he's like, hey, so here's some mashed potatoes with a mushroom thing I just whipped up. Right. And here's a puree of whatever that I started.
Isn't that nuts?
You're like, how'd you do that? This is not even the food kitchen. Like, it's just my studio.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, well, you didn't see my hands. They're off the side. That's pretty cool. So here's an interesting topic for tonight, if we're done talking about all the
stuff good.
From life. Okay.
I'm good.
Because while my wife desires to eat Iberico ham tonight, we're going to eat bacon jerky until the pepperoni pizza gets here.
Did we get sausage on that?
You want sausage? Sausage, Jackie. Make it.
Jackie!
No sausage, just pepperoni?
Yo, Jackie!
You didn't order one of those cheeseless...
Throw a little sausage!
You didn't order one of those cheeseless pieces, did
over
you?
There! Oh. Yeah, why?
What is wrong with our staff?
No, but seriously...
Every week they do
that's
this.
That's communist.
It's weird. It's brain damage. I don't know what it is.
That's...
In fact, I want to ask the callers this. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. We have a staff here at the Baldwin McCullough Show that we love all of them as though they are our own family.
That's true.
We laugh together. We
except
mourn together.
For Ivan.
We went to Ivan's mom's funeral. What are you talking about? We were at his wedding.
Whenever I can, like, kick Ivan in the ankle.
Ivan, I don't know about him. I'll try to be there at the birth of the young Mr. Ivan that's coming soon. But anyway, so we have this staff that we do treat like family.
I have to kick Ivan sometimes.
But every time we order pizza, there's a pizza of, like, you know, marginally acceptable ingredients that Stevie B and KMC approve of. And then there's another one that just looks like a pile of blood on crust because it's just the sauce. And then there's, like, these harsh vegetables, like a big, like,
dry,
a bell pepper, an onion.
It looks like a pizza that's been left out in the desert.
It looks like something the homeless people are eating out of the trash cans in the back alleys of New York.
That, too.
So
in my...
And needing, it has no cheese on
in
it.
My needing to kick Ivan, that is how I love him. Because I grew up that way. It's the same thing.
When I hit you, it means I love you.
Exactly.
Ivan. Said the man just before the police took him away in cuffs.
Right.
With the wife who had the black eye.
Hey, Baldwin McCullough Live, 888-340-3373. We're really going to talk about something.
Something important.
When we
like
come
the
back.
Fact that you don't have any choice in the matter. Stay
Brooklyn Tabernacle Pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3% to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com and get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. So glad that you're with us. He's Stevie B.
Hey, how are you?
Say hi, Stevie B.
Hey, how are you?
And I'm KMC. And welcome if you're watching on Biz Television. Now the exclusive television home for the Baldwin McCullough Show every Saturday night. And we couldn't be more excited because those of you that have friends in Los Angeles, you need to tell them that, or if you listen in Los Angeles, you want to see the show. Biz Television will launch in Los Angeles July 1st, which means 2 weeks from tonight, we will be live in prime time. And get this signal. I should put the map up on the Facebook page. The TV signal goes from, you know how far down Palm Springs is from
yes,
L.A.?
Yes, I do.
It's what, 2.5 hours drive?
An international film festival there, yes.
Right, and a lot of old people. But Palm Springs all the way to Santa Barbara.
Sure.
Which is what, 2 hours north, roughly, of
which
L.A.?
Is where William Baldwin lives.
Right.
Go ahead.
It's where we, that's our spot.
Right.
But yeah, so Palm Springs to Santa Barbara, Huntington Beach, all the way up to Bakersfield. You know how far deep into the state Bakersfield
is? So what you're saying is there's a lot of folks...
Everywhere in Southern California come Saturday night, they're going to be like, Baldwin McCullough,
yeah,
Channel 8.
Buddy. Yeah,
Channel
buddy.
8. Now, if you're in Idaho or Denver or one of the other great places that's already getting Baldwin McCullough, we are thrilled to have you as with us as well. But this is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have the, hey, dude, perspective on everything now.
Well, not only that, we'll get a lot of Hollywood folks, artistic folks, lots of... conservative Republicans. Arnold Schwarzenegger will become a new huge fan of the program. It'll be like, Steven, I never knew you and McCullough was a buddy.
I have missed you, man. You cannot go away for 10 weeks again.
I'm sorry.
You have to not do that anymore.
I'll be back.
I'll be back 10 weeks from now. Don't be such a sissy boy.
Kevin, I told you I'll be back.
That's right. So, also,
it's not a tumor.
Now, nobody outside of New York will get this, but I went to the Talkers Conference this week, which is the convention of talk radio you've been to once. Mike Francesa, mm-hmm. who's like the number one sports broadcaster in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
There's two guys in the radio station office that mimic him all day long, Monday through Friday. So I go to this conference. He is talking exactly like them, saying the same stuff the entire time he's up. Hey, I've been doing this 28 years. And you want to be a clown, be a clown. But I'm telling you, and I'm the only guy in the room, in the back row, just cracking up, laughing at Mike Francesa.
It's the best.
So anyway.
It's always good when...
That's just for you New Yorkers out there.
When you can have a good chuckle.
Yeah.
Like you do from listening to this program.
Some would say. So anyway, here's the topic for tonight. There's no free will.
Now, what does that mean?
There's no free will.
Is that like a free willy?
We're doomed. We are all, our fates are sealed.
No, but this is a great show.
We don't have any choice.
Because you're really smart.
I don't know.
And
about
I don't necessarily follow along. All the way,
and this
all
isn't
the time.
Like some religious group that came to this conclusion.
So, but
these
down,
are scientists.
But break down for the dumb guy.
Okay,
free will.
What's the whole thing about the pro-choice movement based off of? No one should tell me what to do with my body. I have the freedom to choose.
Right.
Okay. That's free will. Everything in life is your choice. It's the American dream. I can become anything I want because I have free will. My path.
Right. So then in layman's terms, free will would be our ability to consciously make our own choices.
Correct.
Okay.
Which is why America's supposed to be great, because you're supposed to be able to do whatever you want.
Right.
That's how they interpret it.
Well, religiously and all kinds of things.
All kinds of things.
Right.
So here's the scary part of this. Okay, this is the Independent. This is the most liberal newspaper in London.
Mm-hmm.
Antonia Molloy published this today. The concept of free will could be little more than the result of background noise in the brain, according to this study. It has previously been suggested that our perceived ability to make autonomous choices, free choices, is an illusion. And now scientists from the Center for Mind and Brain at the University of California, Davis, have found that free will may actually be the result of electrical activity in the brain. Now, they go into this long explanation of why they think this may be the case, and they did this test where they stuck this thing all on the guy's head, and then they asked him a series of questions and all the rest of it. But at the end of the day, here's what I want to know. 888-340-3373. And it's funny, and I knew this was going to be a good topic because Jackie said to me before we went on the air, you know, I've always wondered if we had free will. But here's what I want to know. Do you think that it's true, number one? Do we have free will? Do we not have free will? Are we condemned, damned robots to the eternal whatever that we're predestined for? This is like, this is the life you're going to live. Or, if it is true, do you think there's some sort of reason why certain people might want us to believe that there is no free will? In other words, why would academic elites propose such a thing to begin with? I'm very curious to your answer to both of these questions. Is it possible that there is no free will whatsoever? Because scientists say it might not be. Think about all of the things this turns on its head.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Everything in life.
No, yeah.
Every, for instance, Christian that has ever preached a message of coming to Jesus, there is no choice. You're condemned. There's nothing about it that you can change. Everybody that talks about the pro-choice thing and being able to choose to have a baby or not to have a baby. No. You're just a robot. You're just living what you're pre-programmed to do. You are Neo in the Matrix. It's all determined for you. 888-340-3373. Now, Stephen, if you were a predestined robot...
They broke the mold.
I love starting sentences with that presupposition. Okay, Stephen, if you were a predestined robot,
I came out and said, Chazbot.
For you personally, like, do you agree with this? Do you think it's possible that you're just a series of pre-programmed background and that they're calling it background noise in the brain?
Yeah,
what is that? I don't even know. Noise in my brain.
I might have to agree with it, although I don't, just because I don't know what you're talking about. I'm really stuck in the background noise, guy, is what I'm trying to tell you.
The scientists are saying
right.
There's no free will, that this whatever this electronic fuzz that's going on in the back of our brain.
So in other words, there's no Steven. There's no me that knows I'm me that could go out tomorrow and do good or do bad.
That's what they're arguing.
They're saying that
it's a done deal.
But tell me the background noise part again.
It's electrical activity. It's so the brain's just, you know, doing these little electrical farts off in the side of your cranium, and it's just, and that's determining how you make your choices. Is there any chance that this is true? 888-340-3373.
That's weird.
888-340-3373.
I don't agree with it.
And if it's not true, what would they have to gain by making us think it is true? Now, zoom in on me, Nick, when I say that. If it is not true, what would they have to gain by making us think it's not true? Coming right back on Baldwin McCullough.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. 888-340-3373. Write it down.
888. Actually, just put it in your smartphone and then don't lose it.
Yeah.
Just keep it.
Right.
Just put Stephen Baldwin, and that could be the phone number for
Cookie.
Stephen Baldwin in your phone. And then you can be, like, really impressive and go around to, like, cocktail parties and go, hey, look, I got Stephen Baldwin's phone number.
And if you call the number, it goes to, like, you know, our
automated... Well, they can actually get your voicemail.
Thingy, so, yeah. 888. Don't tell them they'll get my
340. No, we say it on the recording.
I know, but leave like a message now all for kinds Steven. Of creepy people are going to start calling the number and leaving me messages.
So if you're a creepy person, please ignore this next part, but you could call Steven's voicemail at the number, 888-340-3373, just after hours. Don't do it during the show.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what we're talking about. And it's breaking news. This came out today. Evidently, we're all robots. Evidently, we don't have a choice. Evidently, according to a study done for the Journal of Cognitive Neuroscience, I don't know what that is, but that sounds really important to me.
I love that.
Published in that journal, decisions could be predicted based on the pattern of brain activity immediately before a choice was made.
What?
So they okay, you see this picture, and we'll have to pull the picture up.
Yeah, I need the pictures.
But they,
it's the reason I became an actor.
They put this cap, kind of like a red baseball cap, like I'm wearing. Right. And they've got all these things connected to
cognitive attachments.
Yes.
Right.
Very good.
See?
Hold on. And so they're measuring the activity, and so they show them a series of things. And then based on how your brain impulses ran, they could predict what the person would choose that was sitting in the chair.
No way.
That's what it did.
Oh, okay. So as a result of all that,
They're deciding, well, we can predict what you're going to... It's not really free will. All we got to do
Let's just do an experiment. Ready? Like, put your hand on my head. Go ahead.
Okay.
Put your it's one of those things. Now, as best you can, predict what I'm about to say next, and then just say whatever you think it is I'm going to say next. Ready?
No, I can't get anything.
Go ahead.
I'm drawing a blank.
No, just something.
Kevin is the best friend I've ever had.
It works. That's, wow.
But you didn't say it.
That's incredible. I didn't need to.
Oh, okay. Slightly more complicated than that. These were scientists at the University of California, Davis, that found this.
They got nothing on us.
But here's what they... and evidently, in their study, it's pretty convincing because they did a series of tests with the subjects, and they ran all this electrical activity, and they said, oh, based on that, you're going to pick this, and then they picked it.
Mm-hmm.
Why would academics lie about this? Why would elites lie about this? I don't know.
Well, okay. I see where you're going.
They're saying it's all real. What's the advantage of it being real? Is there no free will for real? Say that 12 times. 888-340-3373.
It's a scary question.
If it's actually true, if what they actually...
But it's not, and we know that.
How do you know?
Now, anybody listening to this program, by the way, if you're some creepy intellectual creep, please call 888-340-3373.
That's Stephen's way of inviting all of you who are scientifically educated.
Right. Anybody with an IQ over, what's my IQ, you think, like 4?
67? I don't know.
Anybody with an IQ over 70 that thinks any of this stuff is real and true and that there is no free will and that maybe what they're saying here over there in England.
Okay, but let me, no, this was a California, University of California, it was just reported in England.
Okay.
Here's a little bit more about how it happened. Volunteers in the study were asked to sit in front of a screen and focus on its central point while their brain's electrical activity was recorded. They were then asked to make a decision to look either left or right when a cue symbol appeared on the screen and then to report their decision. The cue to look left or right appeared at random intervals so the volunteers could not consciously or unconsciously prepare for it. The brain has a normal level of so-called background noise. The researchers found that the pattern of activity in the brain in the seconds before the cue symbol appeared, before the volunteers knew they were going to make a choice, could predict the outcome of the decision.
Wow.
One of the scientists said the state of the brain right before the presentation of the cue determines whether you will attend to the left or the right. And in an email to the people that did it, the scientist said, purposeful intentions, desires, goals drive our decisions in linear cause and effect kind of way. Our finding shows that our decisions are also influenced by neural noise within any given moment. This random firing or noise may even be the carrier upon which our consciousness rides in the same way that radio static is used to carry a radio station.
Wow.
So we don't have free will.
Well, we're not us.
There's this electrical impulse in the back of our brain.
You're not you.
That's telling us not to.
Nobody listening now. You're not you.
He's Baldwin. I'm McCullough. So we think. We're coming right back.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com. And get started today for free.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
From 20th Century Fox comes the greatest story ever told.
What is his name?
Jesus.
As you've never seen it before.
We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
On February 28th, experience the motion picture event of the year.
Arrest this false prophet tonight.
What if he is who they say he is?
Are you the Son of God?
I am
the Son of God. February 28th, rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Witness the story in large format theaters.
Christian Solidarity International is announcing a genocide alert. That's right, a genocide alert. From church burnings in Egypt to pastors being sentenced to death in Iran, across the Islamic Middle East, Christians and other religious minorities like Jews are under constant attack. Signing your name to a petition today could actually help save lives. Learn how at defendthem.net. Go to defendthem.net. That's defendthem.net.
CreditBiz.com.
Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. It's Saturday
night. Whether we want to be or not, doesn't matter.
Every Saturday night, right here at these microphones in New York, Mr. McCullough and myself sit here and do this fantastic program called Baldwin McCullough Live. You can go to baldwinmccullough.com, get all kinds of information. You can Google K Kevin McCullough. Well, no, you can actually you can't Google Kevin McCullough. See, you can Google Stephen Baldwin radio show, and it'll take you to Baldwin McCullough. If you say, if you Google Kevin, it might confuse people.
Google because, will just quit at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
It's too much radio associated with me. But anyway, yeah, so you can go to StephenBaldwin.com, go to our Facebook pages. You can hit it almost anywhere. But we're also on Biz Television and great radio stations across the country. We're so glad to have you.
That's right.
Tonight we're talking about whether or not we have free will.
Are you you?
This random firing or noise may even be the carrier upon which our consciousness rides.
Right. No, but I loved that you said it's didn't they say it's the same thing as like what radio is?
Yeah. So the way the radio has a frequency, and they're static unless you put something through there, your brain has this channel of static that's just running in the background.
Remember
all
that
the time.
Commercial, this is your brain, this is your brain on drugs?
Right, right, right.
Well, now they're saying like that they'll just play the noise. This is your brain.
And we're going to tell you what you're going to pick.
It's just the background noise equivalent to like a radio thing.
All right, so let's talk. 888-340-3373, and let's go to line one. Gino's calling from the Bronx, listening to our
Gino.
Fabulous flagship station, AM 970, The Answer. Hi, Gino.
We do have free will, but we have limited choices. And I'll give you an example of what I mean.
Okay.
For example, tonight, I could be watching Rocky II for the 51st time, or I could be watching a scoreless tie of Brazil versus Mexico, a replay. Because the guy never said, goal! Because there was no goal.
Right.
So if you have limited choices, you don't really have free will. Although,
now, Gino,
I had free will to call up tonight and bust your balls again like I do every
Gino,
week.
My question
yeah,
is this.
What's up, Billy?
Gino.
What's up, Stevie B?
Here's my question.
He called you Billy.
I know.
Yeah, I like him better than you, but that's okay. Go ahead.
But Gino, here's my question.
Yeah, okay.
My question is when you have heard that scream of goal in the past,
yes,
was it some robotic predestined dynamic? Or, because you had the free will, being Gino, to have watched that experience for yourself, was it real? Or is all this just like the chance of creation being, you know, an explosion that really, who knows, whatever?
Man, you're really shoveling it tonight, eh, Stevie?
No, you know, it's my job.
Come on, man.
It's my job. No, but
let me ask you a better question, because in as much as I respect my partner, this one I actually find somewhat interesting. Do you think that there's a reason why the intellectual elites of our nation may have a vested interest in trying to discover as to whether or not if free will exists, it can be manipulated, or if it can be predicted by certain things? Do you think is there some value in knowing this little piece of information, you think?
Are we still on the air?
Yep.
They canceled us by now.
No. But we're serious. We're serious.
You want me to be serious?
Yeah, absolutely.
Answer his question seriously.
Okay. The Bolshevik in the White House and his minions in the Congress are not giving us free will because they're giving us limited options. It's either a choice of death by hanging or death by electrocution or death by injection of lethal drugs, but the end result is still death. And we are all brain dead because we allow these mongoloids to continue to feed us and to clothe us and to tax us to death. So my choice is simple. It's either Brazil versus Mexico or I bust your balls tonight. That's all there is to it.
Thank you, Gino. Thank you. Always a pleasure.
He was
he's a little fired up.
He was definitely feeling his free will.
It was all predetermined.
Yeah.
He's just a mindless robot just going through the motions. And some people have noted that Gino sounds very similar time after time. Let's go to line two. Anthony is in Mesa, Arizona, listening on StephenBaldwin.com tonight. Hi, Anthony. Welcome.
Hey, good night or good evening. How are you gentlemen doing?
Doing well. Appreciate
good
you being here.
You.
Hey, Stephen, I've had lunch with you a couple times in Arizona. It was nice talking to you again, you and Dan.
Thank you,
brother.
Thank you.
Real quick, about the free will thing. It's pretty simple. We do not give people free will. We do not let them have free will, especially in a lot of ways. I, with psychology and in sales, number one thing, we lead people. We take their free will away. We make them make a choice. It's like everything in schools that we do right now. Schools train the kids only make the decisions that they want them to make. Just like with the government, health care, religion, you want to go there with that? People lead people toward what they want, toward what car they want to buy, toward what house they want to buy.
So then you agree with the folks that have performed this research. You think that, that your name's Anthony, and you're not you. You don't have the free will to believe that you are your own person and being. And like Kevin's saying, you're saying that, as reported through England and in this research in California, that who we are is just a sequence or a series of whatever existing brainwave activity that's just
background noise.
Yeah, just a bunch of. So in your mind, it's just whatever, or
no.
Well then speak to that, brother, because that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, God has given us free will, but we choose to have that free will. We have the thing to manipulate us. Like, perfect example, people listen to things when they sleep at night with the radio on or subconscious mind going on, just speaking to them, and they can help them lead them without having their free will. They can wake up the next morning thinking they're going to win the lottery.
Right. Well, you just yes, and that's interesting. But you started with an interesting thought. You said, in your opinion, God gives us the free will.
Exactly.
And this is, it's interesting, Kevin, because another thought bubble here is something that I've been kind of freaking out about lately, which is you have lots of people who now are blinded and are ignoring what seems to be the truth, which in the case of you and I, we believe that God tells us what that is. And now you got people believing stuff like we're talking about with this free will research, which is maybe it really means nothing.
Anthony, thanks for the call. We've got to take this break. When we come back, I still think there's an important question to be asked here. If we don't have free will, what does it mean? What does it mean if it doesn't?
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to AMTCAudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on sets. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to AMTCAudition.com. That's AMTCAudition.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, capsicum, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
From New York Live, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Also, Stephen Baldwin. Oddly enough, the program called Baldwin McCullough Live. 888-340-3373 is the phone number. 888-340-3373. Scientists in California, University of California, Davis, releasing a new study and reported in the London newspaper today called The Independent, claiming that there is no such thing as free will. That, in fact, free will is probably the result of background electrical clutter going on in your brain.
It's weird.
And that if you can manipulate that, then you can predict accurately how the person's going to choose. Okay, the phenomena of it, kind of aside, is it important? Do you care if you have free will or not? Or if you're a pre-programmed machine that has already determined what you're going to choose or has had chosen for you about what you're going to choose, does that bother you? Does it matter? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Curious as to your thoughts on this. Let's go to Granville, Illinois. I think listening to KAPE Radio, AM 1550 and FM 100.3. Mark, welcome. Glad you're with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I believe that the whole thing is to discredit God as the creator, because if we don't have free will, then he couldn't be God. And he gave Adam the choice to choose between the tree of knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life. And those two trees were in the garden. And he told Adam that if he chose from that tree of knowledge of good and evil, that he would die. So he gave him a choice, and he gave man a choice, and since Adam chose to partake of that fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, and I think that's what we're talking about, knowledge, and I think we're talking about knowledge that actually represents good and evil, because if you take the evil, if you take the knowledge to the extent of evil, where it denies the creator, because it says that we don't have free will, then the bottom line is that it's all to deny that there's even a God and that he even exists.
Wow.
All right, Mark, I appreciate the explanation. Thanks. 888-340-3373. Wow. Is that really the only thing that it would impact?
Just follow up Mark's observations and statements with...
We're less than a minute, though, so go for it. Ah. We haven't had the dramatic flair of Stevie B in studio to start a single slow applause build to the break. Sorry, we don't have the group to create the before it's all done. Here's the thing though, you may disagree with Mark. You may say, well, that's a religious perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And if that is you, if you're not a religious person, I want to know, does it matter to you if you have the ability to choose for yourself? Free will. Does it matter in today's age? Why or why not? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Stay with us.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noti Plus from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Pornographic magazine.